Cough. Armoured Base. Whereabouts, Gil? Oh, two dots. Oh, yeah, right. So it's like just after halfway down, there's the second two dots, I think it is. Okay. Oh, yeah, it's so a nice introduction to Celta over here. We get right into it. Heim Omrim, they say, hook to you, Vukule, take out this woman, meaning what we're currently holding now, this woman started to turn green and sinews started to pop out of her face, and they're wondering she's going to explode. So they said, quickly, get her out of the base of Mikdash so she shouldn't make the base of Mikdash Tomei. Okay? They don't want to, you know, we don't like tomb in the base of Mikdash. So my timer, right, Dedilma Mesa, we're assuming that perhaps she's going to die, and it's Tumas Mace, and we don't want Tumas Mace in the base of Mikdash. The Mimra, is that to say that the Mace Osa, that a Mace is Osa, the Machana Levia in the Levi's camp? I mean, there's different levels of I sent on the WhatsApp group, basically like this. There's three levels of tumor. You're not allowed to have tumor. There's the tumor of the Machane Shechina, right? And there's the tumor of the Machane Levi, and there's the Machane Yisrael. Yeah. So there's you're not allowed to have certain tumors in some of them. So the most machmir is Machane Shechina, that you basically can't have any tumor over there. The Machane Levi is a level less, and then Machane Yisrael is a level less. So I'm chomp on the things there. So is a dead person also in the Machane Levi? So where's Machane Levi? Machane Levi is basically at the Shaar Nicanor over there, where the Sota was standing. Right, that's between the Ezra's Noshim and the Ezra's Yisrael. And at that point, that's the inside in the Ezra's Yisrael, which is in the past the Shaar Nicanor, is Machane Shechina. And outside of that is the Machane Levi. This was taken from when they were in the Midbar, right? So they had the different Machanas, right? So that's Machane Levi. So, okay. So if you're going to say, Lemra, the Mace, also, but Machane Levi, the Mace is also Machane Levi, but Hatanya says, Tomei Mace, we've got a Tomei Mace, is Mutter. Likonase is Mutter to go into the Machane Levi. Okay. Says the Gemara, the Bryce, of a low Tami Mace, Bilvad, not only a Tami Mace, Omru, Ella Afilu Mace Atmo. You could even, I don't know why they want to, but you could take a dead person into the Machane Levi. If someone just dropped dead in the Machane Levi, there's nothing to talk about because that's just what could you do? But you could apparently you can take a dead person in, Shinemar, and we have a precedence for this. V'yikach Moshe took Es Atmois Yosef, the bones of Yosef Atadik, Imoy, right, with him. When he was, they took him up from Mitzrayim, as we learned in the first perek. Yeah, imo b'mechitzasoy. Yeah, with him in his mechitza, meaning in his tent. And Moshe Rabbeinu was living in the Machane Levi, because he's a Levi, right? So we see that a dead person is allowed in the Machane Levi. So why are they so concerned about this Sota woman exploding? Besides the mess, yeah, but just for the tumor aspect, yeah. Why are they concerned?
Was there a problem
having
to this tent?
It wasn't necessarily. Maybe he had a special tent. I don't know. But Amar Abaye. Yol, you've got to get used to what Gil has interesting questions. So it's okay. So Amar Abaye. So says Abaye. Shema. Oh, so this is the problem. Shema Tifros Nida. Perhaps she's going to become a Nida. This experience is just going to mess up her internal system, and she may cause her to become a Nida. Yeah? And Nida is a problem in Machane Levi. So even though Mace, so this is funny, right? Because we always think that what's the most worst tumor is Tumas Mace, right? Obviously it's a tumor. But in this sense, there is a certain, Nida is worse in a certain sense than Mace, in the sense that it's created by her, it comes out of her own body, whereas Mace is getting from an external thing. So there are certain chumras that Nida has that Mace doesn't have, and with regards to that, so Mace is actually on a lower level with regards to this halacha. Right, and also the worst one is Metzora. Metzora, we speak about in the Torah that it says that you've got to kick him out of the camp. Right, he's going to be badad chutz lemachana in bidud. Okay, so now. Exactly. Yes, you look. You'll see. Lememra. That is. Is that to say the biususa that biususa is dalad the prefix. Biususa is fear. Does fear marafia? It makes her loose, right? So the blood basically, you know, makes the blood come out, right? So it says the Gemara in. That's true. Yes, dichsev, and we're going to bring it up right for this as well. It says v'tichalchel hamalka ma'oid. And Esther and Malka, when she heard the news, or she was going to see Ahasuerus, I can't remember exactly which part, but she got very scared, yeah, of Omar Rav, and says, Rav, she pierced her nida. She became a nida. Okay, so that's why. So they were concerned, this woman's getting really scared. She's about to blow up, possibly, yeah, well, she was this woman. And she's maybe going to become a nida, and there that was, she's also in the Machana Levia, so they had to get her out to the Machana. That's quite far, actually, I'm thinking about, because on the chart,
Why in the Mishnah does it say take her out from the Azara, though?
Yes, good. I was also the same thing, because also she's also in Harabias. Yes, I'm thinking it's going pretty bad. Yeah, let's go. Because, yeah, Yisrael was going on the same line of thought. Actually, because Machan Levia goes until the walls of the Harabias, if you see on that picture. So really, they would accordingly have to take her out of the Harabias as well, seemingly. Okay, good. Vaha Ananta, but anyway, we've got a different question though, because we just said, right, because she's scared, she's going to become a Nida, yeah? Vaha Ananta, we've got a Mishnah in Nida, yeah? Charoda, that if a woman's scared, yeah, it's. Pirsa means to be spread, yeah. So, what we've got a Mishnah says is Tanan, Charoda, right, anxiety, fear, is Maselekes Domim. It's going to remove the domim, meaning that a woman in the old days, I think she was expected, right? Someone's got a vesik kavua, she was expected to bleed at this time, yeah. But if she's in a situation where she's scared, it could be that it's not going to come. So we see, it, in fact, it's the opposite. If a woman's scared, it basically stops her, delays it. Okay. So answer the Gemara. It says pachta tomis. No, pachta, right? If it's someone's anxiety, just a general overall fear, yeah, that actually is Thomas, it congeals or it tightens her up, whatever, so the blood's not going to come out. That's what it was talking about in Nida. She was scared that she was hiding in a cave and there was like going around and stuff. That's what was just a continuous fear, yeah. Beat Ususa, but a sudden, that wasn't so dramatic, but a bang, yeah, something sudden. Yeah, that basically makes a person loose, a woman loose, and she will bleed. Marafia. Rafia means makes loose. Okay. Yesh laz chus, hay sevachule. So we said like this. So if a woman doesn't have any zechuyos and she is guilty, we try and give her lots of warnings that she shouldn't have to go through this. We say you should admit, say you're Tomei, we don't want to erase Hashem's name, we don't want you to die, you know, just admit the truth. Yeah, but she didn't. Okay, so this woman actually, she's guilty, so she blows up immediately. But if she has a zchus, that she's got some mitzvahs, the Gemara will speak about that on the next daf, which is very interesting, what kind of mitzvah. But a mitzvah can delay the effects of the soda water, it can put it abay, right? And it's set up to 3 years. It says sometimes zchus is totally for a year, sometimes zchus is totally for 2 years, sometimes zchus is totally for 3 years. So says the Gemara, mani mis nisin. Who is the author of our Mishnah? Loi Abba Yosi ben Hanan, it's not him. Loi Rabbi Elezer ben Yitzchok, Ish Kfar Daram, who came from the village of the south. Yeah, Loi Rabbi Shmuel, and it's not Rabbi Shmuel. Right, D'Tanya, we're going to see these opinions, yeah. So, Im Yesh La Zachus, if this woman has a Zachus, yeah, Toila La, it's going to put it in abeyance, the Shlosha Chodoshim, 3 months. Kedei, right? This is the bit you have noticed before Gil Rashi. Kedei Hakaras Uba. The time it takes for the, if she's pregnant, for it to become, she's showing. She becomes, right? Hakaras Uba means it's recognizable, the baby in a stomach. Divri Abba Yosi ben Chanan. Opinion one. Now, a bit longer now. Rabbi Elezer ben Yitzchok Ishkevar Dora Moime. He says, Teisha Chodoshim. It's actually 9 months, yeah? Shneimar, and now we're going to be a possible for this. It says, V'nikso, right? She's going to, if she's innocent, V'nizra'a, and she's going to get, basically get pregnant, yeah, Zera. Right? This is talking about, right, according to one opinion, that if she's innocent, she's going to have a baby. But where he learns from this, yeah, that it says, V'nikso, she's going to be nixa, she's going to be innocent, yeah? Meaning it's going to delay the water, meaning it's going to appear that she's innocent for the time that it takes for Nizra Zera, the time that it takes to basically have a full-term pregnancy. So how do we know it's a full-term pregnancy? And not like the previous opinion was probably learning from this passage as well, yeah, that it's talking about, it's a, right, Ulahalan Huoymer, and later on it says Zera Ye'evdenu Yesupar, right, so it's talking about Zera will be made it, and it will say praises in concert. Basically, so it's vocal. When a baby is born, yeah, then you can start praising. It has the ability to praise, or people are going to be praise the fact that someone had a baby, Mazel Tov, or whatever. But that we know that's 9 months. So Zera Haro'i L'Saper. It's Zera that's Ro'i L'Saper. So we got 3 months, we got 9 months, yeah? Next opinion. Rabbi Shmuel Omer Shnayim Osa Chodesh. It's 12 months, okay? If this price keeps going on, well, maybe we'll get to, you know, a year or two or three. But this is actually the last opinion over here, so we're going to get a bit stuck. Yeah? Yeah, it's for Afal Pisha Ein Raya L'Davar. Even though there isn't a Raya L'Davar, there's a Zich L'Davar. Okay, Dichsiv. I do not have my Gemara in over here. The Nikud over here, very strange, because I think it's in Daniel over here. And the Aramaic, the Nikud of the Aramaic is just different in Daniel. So I'm going to fudge it. But if you want to iron the Pesukim over there, Lahain, it should be, I mean, it's going to be true, Malka. So this is talking about Daniel interpreting the dream of Nebuchadnezzar. Nebuchadnezzar basically has a dream that is just basically going to turn into a wild beast, and he's going to live with the animals, and things are going to go very bad for him. And Daniel basically says to him, yeah, it's true, it is right. But if you want to delay, so that's the point of it, you want to delay this calamity happening to you, I'm going to give you eight. So what to do to delay this? So he says, Malka, Malki, right? Malki means my advice. Melech can also means my consultation, my advice. Yishpa aloich, if it should be yishpa, it should be good upon you. Bechata oich, and your sins. But tzedaka, with giving tzedaka, peroik will redeem, right? Vivi soch, and your sins. B'meichan in giving, this is giving chayin, loshen chayin. Inin means poor people, yeah. Hain to heavy, it should be, right. Orcha, like it will lengthen. L'shal b'soich, to your peace, your serenity, right. So basically saying, if you give tzedakah, you're gonna be okay. Anuchsim, and it says, yeah. Kaloi mota, all of the bad things happened. Al Nebuchadnezzar Malka, right, it came about. Uchsiv liktsas yorchin was to a few months, which are trei asa, which were 12 leolam. No, asa, end of brisa. So we see over there, basically, Nebuchadnezzar listened to the advice of Daniel, and he actually gave tzedakah to Jewish tzedakah agency. Because they were in a bad matzav over there, and it actually delayed the punishment for a whole year. So you see, but the problem is, yeah, we've got in our Mishnah, it said 3 years. So answer the Gemara, Le'olam Rabbi Yishmael. Really is Rabbi Yishmael. But Ashkiach Kra means that's the last opinion, that it's a year. So we've got 1 year we're working with. He finds a posuk, Da'omar, that it says V'toni, and then it says it's going to be multiplied, meaning another time, meaning we're going to take a year and multiply it, right? The basic din is a delay for a year, but sometimes Hashem will ignore the sin up till three times. Dechsev koamar Hashem, thusly said Hashem, al shloisha, on three pishe edom, right? On the three pishe edom, I ignored, but the fourth he's going to get it. Oh, so we said my afal pishe in raya l'davar. Why did Rabbi Shmuel said it's a year that you can delay the sin? Seems this is This is a very good raya, because basically we see over here that the punishment for a sin was delayed for a whole year. So why is it only a zecha? So zecha ledavar, right? Dilma shani ovdi kachavim. Maybe with the goyim it's different. Delo mafkid, that Hashem doesn't visit upon them din alayhu so quickly. Meaning, so sometimes Hashem with the goyim, just kind of we saw earlier in the Masechta that basically waits until the finishes them off with the finishing blow. But sometimes with Hashem, because He loves us so much, sometimes He gets us quicker. So maybe for a Jew, there would be less time because He wants us to cleanse ourselves. Okay, we'll stop there.